Recently, a company called Lightells made a relatively inexpensive caffeine analyzer, and so immediately I had to buy it. It's in here. Now, I say relatively because it was still around $2,500, but that's cheaper than anything else I've seen. I know it doesn't look like $2,500, it doesn't look very exciting, but I promise you it is. The way it works is kind of annoying, if we're honest. Turn it on, that bit's fine, and I'll connect to it with my phone in a second, but we need to talk about how you actually do a single caffeine test, and there's some bad news. Each test requires this pack of reagent and stuff. There's a chip, there's some pipettes, and there's some reagent in there. Let me show you. There's a little chip. The chip is what you insert into the machine. All of this is single usage. You can't reuse a chip, you can't reuse a reagent, and so each single test requires this kit. And this kit costs £7.50 per test, which is wasteful and expensive. So I had to make sure to make every test count, which we did. So these two are connected and I can begin my test. I'm going to need to get a sample of coffee. I happen to have some coffee just here. These are kind of cool. These are pipettes that allow you to kind of capture a very fixed, consistent amount of liquid. That full kind of straw section is what you'll always get. So we've got a full little tube of coffee there. That gets mixed with this here reagent. There you go. In it goes. Give it a shake for 10 seconds. And then we just need to cover the sort of reading area of the chip with coffee. I can hit start and the analysis can begin. And we've got a result. We're going to talk about caffeine levels in a couple of different ways. We'll talk about the total amount of caffeine in a drink, and we'll also talk about the kind of caffeine level per 100 milliliters or deciliter. That's kind of how the little machine works. Bear in mind that the daily recommended allowance of caffeine for most people is up to 300 milligrams. So the first test we wanted to do was filter coffee versus espresso. Was there a difference in how much caffeine you get based on how you make your coffee? If you took 18 grams of coffee and you brewed it as an espresso, to say 36 grams of liquid, but you extracted a kind of fixed amount of coffee that way, let's say 21% of the gram coffee was extracted into the beverage, and then you made a filter coffee with 18 grams of coffee, same coffee again, but here you used 300 mils of water to extract 21%, let's say. If you compared those two identical extractions, was there a difference in caffeine? Turns out, oh wow, there really, really is. The average espresso in testing, the whole espresso, if you drank that whole double, had 110 milligrams of caffeine. If you drank that whole filter coffee, again, from exactly the same amount of ground coffee at the start, but if you drank that whole beverage, 170 milligrams of caffeine. That is nearly 50% more caffeine in the filter coffee than the espresso. This absolutely blew my mind. This was astonishing to me. The extraction was the same. I could imagine a little difference, but a difference this big, I could not get my head around. This needed further testing to try and understand what exactly was going on here. But for now, I will say thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a great day.